The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Ed Tremblay from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the Tar Heel Junior Historian Magazine, North Carolina History for Students. Today we'll be continuing with Volume 61, Number 2, the Spring 2022 issue of the Tar Heel Junior Historian. It is called Behind the Scenes at the North Carolina Museum of History. The first article is from the Education section. Educators Bring History to Life by Sally Bloom, Persia Swift, and Nancy Pennington. The authors are all members of the North Carolina Museum of History's Education section. Sally Bloom is a K-12 educator. Persia Swift is assistant volunteer and groups program coordinator. And Nancy Pennington creates youth and family programs. Have you ever attended a program at the museum? Watched one of our online videos? Touched a replica artifact? Danced at a festival? Explored an interactive in an exhibit? Made a group project with your Tar Heel Junior Historian Club? If so, you are connecting with a museum educator. The people of the education section work to help visitors of all ages get the most out of the museum's exhibits and our state's rich and complex history, whether they are in the building, in a classroom, at home, or even beyond North Carolina's boundaries. Our section is small in number, but mighty in reach. With our in-museum and virtual programs, we reach folks in almost 100 counties each year. How do you do this? With a canoe, of course. It's a November Saturday, the day of the American Indian Heritage Celebration, also known as the AIHC. There are so many activities going on. You push through the museum's front doors and walk out onto the porch. Do you feel the drumbeat and hear the drummers sing? The breeze picks up. Do you smell smoke? Yes, over there are people burning holes in a huge log. What is going on? At the museum, we try to show as well as tell history. What better way to show how a dugout canoe like the one on display in the museum was made than to make one ourselves? The canoe burning and the celebration around it is brought to you by the Public Programs branch of the Education section, helped by many other museum staffers and volunteers. We bring history to life through programs for visitors, from kids to adults. Sometimes we are the teachers, and other times we find folks who can do a better job at teaching specific history. In the case of the AIHC, those people are members of our 8 state-recognized American Indian tribes. Back to the log. A presenter tends a small fire atop the log and slowly chips away at the charred wood it leaves. Burn, chip, chip. Burn, chip, chip. Now you know what effort it took to make that canoe in our exhibit, The Story of North Carolina. Back inside the museum. Come take a look, a docent calls out. A docent is a person who leads guided tours, especially through a museum or art gallery. As you approach an encased canoe that's more than 2,000 years old, most visitors ventured through our exhibit, The Story of North Carolina, when coming to the museum. It's a chronological history exhibit. That means arranged in the order that things happened in time. So you begin in a gallery dedicated to the first peoples of North Carolina, American Indians. Look at that quartz point that dates back to 12,000 BCE. All these objects are carefully protected and displayed inside cases to keep them safe for future visitors. Our museum docents, however, give visitors the opportunity to interact with this part of our history in a tangible way. Tangible means able to be touched or felt. When stationed in this space, docents use our Early American Indian Life Gallery cart. A mobile station with reproduction artifacts, copies, not real. Run your fingers along a stone axe head. Wait, it's not sharp. You learn how trees were girdled to take them down. A docent encourages you to rub your hands together, feeling heat from the friction of that motion, before inviting you to test out the bow drill, which allows fires to start without matches or a lighter. You consider the benefits of fire as a provider of warmth, cooking, and light. Recruiting and training docents is the work of the Volunteer and Group Programs branch of the Education Section. This group also creates many different ways for hundreds of thousands of visitors to explore the museum each year. Taking the museum and state history out of the building to folks across North Carolina is the work of the Beyond the Exhibits team, the outreach branch of the Education Section. From movies to live streams, box kits, and history clubs, these staff members find a way to bring history to you, like with that almost 3,000-year-old canoe we just talked about. You watch a large screen in your classroom or a smaller screen at home, counting down the minutes until you enter the museum through a live streaming program. 30 of these canoes have been found in Lake Phelps. Each could hold 20 people, the educator explains in the live program, as 20 folks stand in front of it. Text us your questions so that we can answer them live. Your teacher texts in your question, do American Indians still fish in canoes? Our guest speaker, a member of the Saponi tribe, answers, sure, for fun and to maybe catch a few fish, but not for a main job anymore. American Indians do all kinds of jobs, just like your parents do. People like to engage in the museum's collection of the stuff and stories of our past in many different ways, through lectures, trivia, film, or music, hands-on or by observation, in a group or on their own, in person or from far away, with a canoe or another of our more than 150,000 artifacts and 14,000 years of history. No matter how you like to explore history, the people of the Education Section work to connect you to it all, so you can learn more about your part in our past, present, and future. Here are the captions that are part of the photographs that are in this article. Teachers enjoy an evening of games, camaraderie, and learning at the museum's Educators Night Out program. Members of the Education's Beyond the Exhibits team live streaming a program on site at the North Carolina State Capitol building. Educator Sally Bloom teaches and entertains a group of junior historians at a Tar Heel Junior Historian Association annual convention workshop. Educator Nancy Pennington peels back the detailed layers of a quilt while conducting a workshop for junior historians on the history and importance of quilt making in North Carolina. Museum educator Persia Swift shares stories of North Carolina's past with young visitors. Sonora Lynch, a member of the Haliwa Saponi Indian Tribe, explains how the first people in our land made and used dugout canoes. But don't worry, those kids aren't climbing around in the real thing. It's a historically accurate replica for a copy of the actual artifact on view at the museum. A member of the museum's design staff at a recent American Indian Heritage celebration demonstrates how early American Indians used fire to burn out the center of a tree to make a dugout canoe. Docents volunteer their time to share their love of history with you. Here, docent Jane Berenger talks with junior historians in the museum's exhibit, The Story of North Carolina. The next article, Did You Know? You Have Your Own Gallery, by Jessica Pratt and Kathy East. Jessica Pratt is Curator of Education Outreach and the Tar Heel Junior Historians Association Program Coordinator. Kathy East is editor of the Tar Heel Junior Historian magazine. Each year they work with Tar Heel Junior Historians Association exhibit team members, Chelsea Wieger, Outreach Coordinator, Daryl Ketchum, Graphic Designer, and Jerry Taylor, Videographer, on the Tar Heel Junior Historian Association Discovery Gallery exhibit rotation. You probably know that museums have exhibits, but did you know that you have your own exhibit gallery at the North Carolina Museum of History? You do. The gallery is filled with history for kids, but also by kids. And it's been going strong for more than 50 years. Our museum began as the Hall of History in 1902. In 1962, a permanent room at the Hall of History was assigned for the exhibition of junior historian projects. That room officially opened to the public in February 1963. The Hall of History was later renamed the North Carolina Museum of History, and the museum moved to another building for 25 years. In 1994, the current museum building on East Edenton Street opened its doors. During all these changes, the space has always been dedicated to the display of award-winning projects by junior historians like you. From 2010 to 2012, the Tar Heel Junior Historian Association team and museum staff worked to expand the Tar Heel Junior Historian Association gallery to include even more history and added additional interactives for student visitors with a focus on primary sources. That exhibit gallery, now called the History in Every Direction, Tar Heel Junior Historian Association Discovery Gallery, won an award of merit from the American Association for State and Local History in 2013. How do projects get picked for the gallery? We're glad you asked. If you've been a junior historian for a while, you probably know all about our annual contests and the annual convention. But if you're new to the Tar Heel Junior Historian Association, here's the scoop. Each year, we invite all our junior historians to work on North Carolina history projects and enter them in a variety of contest categories. You can even nominate your advisor for our Advisor of the Year award. The winning entries are announced at the annual convention in the spring of each school year. What happens next? An exhibit team works on what is called a gallery rotation. We rotate or switch out all the winning projects from last year and install this year's new winners. We write and edit new wall labels describing the projects, and a graphic designer creates and produces the panels. The exhibit team works with members of the museum design section to install these new projects and make them shine. We even work with marketing to send out press releases to newspapers around the state to announce our winners. All winning projects are exhibited in the Tar Heel Junior Historian Association Discovery Gallery for an entire year. How cool is that? We hope you'll come to visit the museum soon and explore your gallery. Contest categories. Each fall we create a contest packet with the latest info about Tar Heel Junior Historian Association contests and awards. Check with your club advisor to learn more. The main contests are Artifact Search, Christopher Crittenden State History Quiz, Creative Writing, Exhibit and Visual Arts, History in Action, Tar Heel Junior Historian Magazine Article, North Carolina Historic Architecture Photography, Video Documentary, Advisor of the Year, Chapter of the Year, and Rookie Chapter of the Year. And there are special awards for African American History, American Indian History, Genealogy, Sports History, and Women's History. And there are a couple of photographs, and here are their captions. Did you ever enter the Christopher Crittenden State History Contest? It was named after the man in the bow tie. As director of the Department of Archives and History, Crittenden helped campaign to start the Tar Heel Junior Historian Association. Others who supported the cause included C.L. Kreiner and Joy Jordan, director of the museum from the late 1940s to 1974. The permanent exhibit, History in Every Direction, Tar Heel Junior Historian Association Discovery Gallery, won an award of merit from the American Association for State and Local History in 2013. Each year, junior historians compete to have their winning projects displayed in the gallery for a year. And there's a sidebar article, which is the timeline of the Tar Heel Junior Historian Association. April 22, 1953, the Tar Heel Junior Historian Association is established by the North Carolina General Assembly. 1961 to 1962, Tar Heel Junior Historian Magazine begins publication. Fall of 1962, the Hall of History announces that a permanent room in the museum has been assigned to Tar Heel Junior Historian Association for the exhibition of junior historian projects. May 1963, the first project completion takes place at the Hall of History in Raleigh. 1968, the Museum of History moves into the new Archives and History State Library building. January 1969, the Tar Heel Junior Historian Gallery opens in the new museum facility. June 9, 1972, Awards Day moves to the Archives and History State Library building. Later during the 1995 to 1996 school year, the name changes from Awards Day to Annual Convention. April 23, 1994, the new North Carolina Museum of History building on East Edenton Street in Raleigh opens to the public. August 1995, the new Tar Heel Junior Historian Association Gallery opens in the museum. It is considered to be the only one of its kind in the nation. 2013, the newly redesigned exhibit, History in Every Direction, Tar Heel Junior Historian Association Discovery Gallery, wins an award of merit from the American Association of State and Local History. Spring 2020, the 2020 annual convention is canceled due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Fall 2020, Tar Heel Junior Historian Association publishes its first digital edition of the Tar Heel Junior Historian magazine. Spring 2021, Tar Heel Junior Historian Association holds its first virtual annual convention due to continuing pandemic restrictions on school travel and large gatherings. In fall of 2021, the North Carolina Museum of History receives a $2.5 million gift to create a new children's gallery incorporating the Tar Heel Junior Historian Association exhibit. Next article is about the administration section. It's called Administration, More to Know by Robert John, who is an executive assistant at the North Carolina Museum of History. What do you think of when you hear the word administration? Maybe you get the vague idea of a parent or another grown-up shuffling papers around. Perhaps your eyes glaze over as you think of reports, file cabinets, paper clips, or spreadsheets. You're not wrong. The word administration means the process or activity of running an organization, and there is definitely a lot of bookkeeping that goes into running the North Carolina Museum of History. The word can mean a lot of different things, but it has to do with making sure that the museum stays running so that visitors can enjoy all the activities, exhibits, and programs that other sections have created. Let me be your guide as I tell you about the administration section at the North Carolina Museum of History and how it runs. People first. The first people you see when you enter the North Carolina Museum of History may be sitting behind a desk. These staff members are in the know, so don't pass them by. They are there to greet you, answer questions, and direct visitors to the exhibits they want to see. Want to know how to find the Tar Heel Junior Historian Association Discovery Gallery? They can tell you. It's on the third floor. They will also tell you which elevators to take, where to find the restrooms, and even recommend a nearby place to eat lunch. Another role that they have is in answering the phone and connecting callers to the museum staff member who could best answer their question, like when someone wants to donate an artifact. They also help school groups with their tours. Be sure to say hi when you see them. Another group of people that you probably have noticed is our great security guards. They not only keep our precious objects and artifacts safe, but they also keep people safe as well. Our operations manager takes care of the building itself. He makes sure everything runs smoothly during visitor hours and after. If a pipe bursts or a roof leaks, he's on it. Also, he was an integral part of making sure staff and visitors were safe during the pandemic by putting up barriers, signs, and hand sanitizer stations. But who takes care of everyone working at the museum? That would be our human resources manager. She helps everyone at the museum with all the things they need as employees, like recording work hours, getting paid, and having an active email account, a place to park, a working phone number, etc. She's also helped the museum follow COVID-19 protocols, rules, and procedures. Money, 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 money. Have you ever heard a grown-up say money doesn't grow on trees? This may come across as a bit of a disappointment, but they are correct. Every program that we develop and every exhibit that we create costs money. We not only have to pay for materials for anything that we create, but we also have to pay for staff time. So where does that money come from? The state of North Carolina provides us with a large part of our funding. That's one reason that when you come to the North Carolina Museum of History, you do not have to pay a fee to enter. But the museum also uses private funds to pay for things that are not in our budget. Groups like the North Carolina Museum of History Associates and the Foundation raise money for the museum. Even a portion of sales in the museum shop helps support the museum. The person who keeps track of the money that comes in from the state public funds and what comes in from our support group's private funds is the Chief Financial Officer, or CFO. He does the very important work of balancing our budget. What happens if we spend too much? We won't have enough money for next year. What happens if we spend too little? We won't be able to maximize our purchasing power. So if we want the most bang for our buck, we must have someone monitoring our expenses so the museum staff can wow visitors with their creativity and expertise. Another source of revenue or incoming money is special events. Our special events coordinator handles requests from the public to host their events throughout the year, often in our museum lobby. She books the events, works with the groups to plan the events, often handles the catering, and manages other details to make each event a success. Additionally, we have a grant writer who seeks out opportunities for funding from organizations that have a common interest in supporting the museum's work. For example, recently the museum applied for and received grant funding for our expanding military exhibit, Answering the Call. There are many seen and unseen people at the museum who work hard to bring you the very best visitor experience. They are in charge of keeping the museum itself running so staff can collect, preserve, and utilize the state's historic resources so that present and future residents may better understand their history. Here are the captions for the photographs of this article. Administrative Specialist Tina Luce supports Deputy Director Maria Van and Director Ken Howard by taking meticulous notes during a planning meeting in the Cashin Conference Room to discuss the museum's expansion. The large lobby in the museum has been the site of many events over the years, including receptions, exhibit openings, and meetings for legislators. The museum's security guards keep our artifacts and visitors safe, but they spend so much time in the galleries, they know a lot about our history and our exhibits. Here, security guard Ed Masteller shares some interesting details about the museum's pharmacy exhibit with four generations of museum visitors. Greetings. When you come to the North Carolina Museum of History, you'll be welcomed by staff at our two front desks. Ask them anything. If they don't know the answer, they'll find out. Next, an article called Collecting Carolina. Come and see our Collecting Carolina exhibit in the lobby of the museum. Objects tell stories, so we collect objects or artifacts, the things that people create, use, and leave behind to bring our state's history to life. The North Carolina Museum of History has more than 150,000 artifacts. We collect everything from dainty teacups to heavy machinery. Together, this wide range of objects allows us to show what life was like in the past and how North Carolina has changed over time. But we don't stop there. We also preserve recent objects to tell our stories to future generations. Creating a collection. How do we decide what artifacts to collect? To make those tough decisions, we ask some key questions. Does the object tell a good North Carolina story? Is it in good condition? Do we already have a similar object? Will the object be useful for exhibitions, programs, or research? Would your object help tell North Carolina's story? If you have an object or artifact that you think we might be interested in, visit our website to contact a curator. Our website is ncmuseumofhistory.org. ncmuseumofhistory.org. Here are the photograph captions. We also collect artifacts from today, like those cloth masks from 2020 that were made to distribute during the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. One day, artifacts like these will help tell your story. And the images in the article are a vintage vacuum cleaner circa 1910 to 1920. A Pepsi Cola bottle circa 1934. Wood carving of bear made by Amanda Crow, Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians, circa 1960 to 1965. And a costume worn by a citizen of the Capitol in the movie The Hunger Games, which was filmed in North Carolina, circa 2011. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of North Carolina History. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Ed Tremblay, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long, until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.